Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. This podcast is for January the 30th. The US dollar lost ground last week as investors and traders swung back into riskier assets in the hope that a deal would be reached over the weekend between Greece and its creditors and avoid a full-scale default. As it stands, the private banks and funds that are owed money have nearly agreed a 50% cut in the amount they will be repaid, but the Greeks have rejected a proposal by the Germans that the ECB should have control over their budget. By the time you listen to this, there will no doubt be more news. The US dollar also suffered at the hands of the Fed's announcement last week that they were likely to keep the interest rates low until 2014 and couldn't count out further quantitative easing. Gold rose back over $1,700 and funds headed to different currencies in search of a better return. The US economy did pick up in the last quarter and unemployment dropped to 8.5% from 8.7%, the best it's been for 3 years. But the Fed also announced downgraded growth forecasts for the next year. In Europe, the reconstruction of Greek debt was the main focus. Meanwhile, Spain's unemployment rose to 5 million and the IMF downgraded everyone's growth prospects across the region. Whether the news is good or bad, the world's markets await the outcome of the Greek debt discussions and will no doubt extrapolate from that whether it's risk on or risk off. If the past is anything to go by, there will be most likely be a bit of both. In the Far East, a significant moment occurred in Japan last week, as for the first time in 30 years, they announced that they have a trade deficit for the past year. In the UK, public sector borrowing fell in December, down £2.2 billion from the same month a year earlier, and the fourth month in a row that it has come in under expectation. The IMF also forecast that they thought the UK growth for 2012 would fall to 0.6% from 1.6% as previously predicted. This didn't dent sterling, however, as the currency rose against the US dollar. Thanks for listening.